It's Friday, September 11th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today: the economy around office space, the voice interoperability initiative, and a new hack targets MSPs as the landscape continues to worsen. This is the Business of Tech. Let's take a look at more about the impact of the economy related to office space. Not the space itself, but those businesses around it. According to Starbucks, COVID-19 and the related fall in foot traffic led to a revenue decline of $2.3 billion last quarter. And as highlighted by Medium's Steve Levine, Starbucks is only one data point in a much bigger story. He rattles off some sobering stats. Tens of thousands of office support workers have lost their jobs. Around $2 trillion in corporate travel will not happen this year. And as of July, $21 billion of hotel-related mortgage loans were delinquent versus $1.15 billion pre-pandemic. Why do we care? The current economic situation, the recession, is different from previous ones in that the root cause is not related to financial markets. The Great Recession or the Great Depression both were related to credit and financial markets. This current dip is all about services, any area of the economy dependent on face-to-face interactions. Thus, we care because this is the filter to do analysis. At a micro level, you can make predictions about what your customers will feel and impact based on that lens. Second, you can safely assume that this will be the conditions until a vaccine is released and distributed. This is my data-driven counterpoint to optimism talk of Q4 recovery. The upside? You can look for opportunities and pivots that address these problems. An update on the Voice Interoperability Initiative, which Amazon has been promoting and which has announced new members, including Facebook, which makes 77 companies, including Intel, Qualcomm, Microsoft, Sonos, and Tencent. Apple and Google are not. Why do we care? Listeners know I'm big on voice. The trick is, I don't know when exactly it will hit. Amazon is playing a very long game here. They are building more and more integrations and more value within the platform, and they are betting that when voice hits the next level, they will be in pole position. Seems like a solid bet to me. We care because I do believe it will happen. The question is when. Huntress Labs has reported in a blog post an elaborate malware that targets managed services providers. The malware deploys multiple, complex cloaking techniques to evade detection. Quoting liberally from MSSP Alert, the bug is a multi-stager, multi-payload with layers of abstraction about which the security specialist jokingly referred to as the gift that keeps on giving. While malware payloads delivered in stages isn't unusual, the level to which this one goes to avoid detection is unique and clever enough to slide right past the typical off-the-shelf antivirus or endpoint protection program. An initial payload is delivered using legitimate Windows binaries to extract out and execute new PowerShell code that contains another piece of encoded data to retrieve a second payload using Google's DNS over HTTPS service. Using DNS over HTTP as a means to retrieve another malware payload is a very clever trick. While DNS filtering might be in place on a secure network, limited and locked down HTTP access to Google.com is much less likely. To deliver the final payload, the malware code reaches out to an external server, which installs the final command and control stub to give the hacker control of the target machine. Meanwhile, Acronis has released their cyber readiness report for 2020. Here are your highlights. 39% of the companies experienced a video conferencing attack in the past 3 months as workers rely on apps like Zoom, Cisco Webex, and Microsoft Teams. Cisco recently revealed a vulnerability in its Webex app that could allow attackers to open, read, and steal potentially valuable or damaging content. Malware attacks such as ransomware also have increased during the pandemic, with 31% of companies reporting daily cyber attacks and half being targeted at least once a week. Phishing attacks are occurring at historic levels, which is not surprising since the report found only 2% of companies consider URL filtering when evaluating a cybersecurity solution. That oversight leaves remote workers vulnerable to phishing sites. Acronis discovered that approximately 10% of users clicked on malicious websites in May, June, and July. Why do we care? This feels very tactical, meaning you need to know about it. Then again, it's the sophistication and the targeting we care about. It's very pointed, it's very clever, and it's targeting you, the technology services provider. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they aren't after you. And clearly they are after you. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today's episode brought to you by our Patreons. Patreons get early access to content, like an editorial that's already available that will be available on the podcast this weekend. You can give what you think this content is worth. Sign up at patreon.com/MSPradio. Get early access to content, access to our businessof.tech website, including daily digests of all the episodes and all the stories. Catch that new editorial this weekend on the pod, and I will talk to you again on Monday.